And the Lady Tigers will be participating in the state playoffs come Friday night. We'll have coverage of that on the North Allegheny Sports Network. And check out the North Allegheny Athletics website for the when and where. But right now, time to do battle. The North Allegheny boys basketball team against the Chartiers Valley Colts. Quad A WPIAL championship ball of the air. Opening tap won by North Allegheny. And we are underway. Glad to have you with us. Oh, and the ball thrown away by Constantino. Nobody looking. Fisher and Sander both had their backs turned. The ball goes out of bounds far sideline. Well, let me welcome everyone.
Yeah.
For those watching on NATV, our cameraman Don Sluka. I'm Randy Gore. My partner, Lee Moe.
And Don Sluka is hiding somewhere here in the Peterson Event Center behind us.
Tigers bring the pressure. Defense. Colts have the ball taken away in the forecourt. It's swiped by Will Sander. Mike Fisher, top right, will pass it away to Sander. Drives right side of the lane. Nice left-handed scoop spin off the glass. Ball falls off the rim. Rebound goes to the Colts. Now hustling up the floor. It's Eddie Floor. Pass to the right quarter. Baseline two-point jumper. Wilkerson with an air ball. Tigers with the board. Mike Fisher. Fisher with the giveaway. The theft by McConnell. Floor. It's a two-on-one. Lob back to McConnell for the bucket off the glass. It's 2-0 Chartiers Valley. Tigers to respond. Constantino to Sander, right wing, out to Fisher. Now left wing, Phillips, three ball, hits it, nothing but net. Tigers take the lead in the early going, 3-2.
And the fist pumping in the air for Keegan Phillips.
So both teams with some early hits, some early turnovers. From the right wing, right in front of our broadcast perspective, it's Ross Wilkerson, guarded by Phillips. Wilkerson tries to cross over, kicks it up top near the half-court stripe to McConnell, who surveys the defense. McConnell around the screen left, three-point try up. Back iron, rebound, offensive glass, and the bucket off the window, plus the foul for Joey Antonucci.
Yeah, nobody boxed him out. Joey Antonucci just slid right in. Easy rebound and the putback.
So a chance for a three-point play here for Antonucci. Young man who missed some of the early games of the season for the Colts with an injury. And he'll be asked to do some work down low against Jordan Lake and company. Connects on the free throw, and the Colts grab a 5-3 lead. Tigers, forecourt, Constantino around the screen from Lake, will dribble left. Circles around McConnell, goes baseline under the basket, right corner three by Keegan Phillips. A good offensive rebound. Sander up with a shot. It's blocked underneath, and he's fouled.
Yeah, Jordan Lake's the one that kept that ball alive. He was battling with one of the Colts, and the ball fell right into the hands of Will Sander, who took it up strong, and he'll go to the line to shoot two. And this is where the Tigers won the game the last time, 39-45 in the semifinals.
Tigers against Fox Chapel, a WPIAL playoff record, 39 made free throws, breaking the old mark of 37, which was done last in the 1980s. Sander hits the first free throw, and he hits the second. We're tied, five up. So Will Sander converting at the charity stripe. And now a steal the other way by Mike Fisher. Fisher loses the ball, though, at midcourt, diving for it, trying to pass it back, and Lake retrieves it. And he finds Sander cutting to the glass, bucket in the foul. The beautiful right-handed finger roll with the spin off the window, plus the Colts foul, which is charged to Joey Antonucci.
How about Will Sander? He's not, forget about the three so far here early tonight. Very aggressive to the hole. Great, boy, both teams diving for those balls. This is going to be a great effort here for both teams here tonight, Randy, as Sander completes the three-point play.
Sander with five of the Tigers' eight. It's 8-5 North Allegheny, 6:02 to play in the first quarter. Colts going left to right across your computer keyboard in the first half. Tigers right to left. Wilkerson from the right quarter dribbles to top right and passes away directly in the middle of the court to Matty McConnell. McConnell tries to split two defenders and does. Well, he lost the handle just for a fraction of a second, but able to recover for the bucket, makes it 8-7 Tigers. Now right quarter three, up for Phillips, knocked down. Keegan Phillips makes it 11-7 North Allegheny.
And the penetration by Sanders set up that. Keegan Phillips wide open in the corner.
Tigers with the dribble drive, which is also the forte of the Colts. Floor into the paint, tries a scoop shot, no good. Rebound, Jordan Lake. He'll flip the ball back to Fisher. Fisher to Phillips, left wing, thought about three, but we'll pass it off to Fisher. Tigers with three at the scores table, ready to check in. Fisher, right side, Constantino. Nice head fake, dribbles in, bounce pass looking for Lake. He juggles it away, loose ball comes to McConnell. McConnell chased from behind by Fisher, leading his floor, and he goes up for the bucket to make it 11-9.
Yeah, good job by Fisher. No need to foul right there. McConnell had to step on him.
Tigers, deep three from the top right. Nothing but net again. Will Sandhurst this time.
From NBA land.
Phillips with a couple of threes. Now Sandhurst with a triple. Baseline drive lost out of bounds by Wilkerson. Tigers ball with 4:39 to go in the first. 14-9 North Allegheny leading.
The track meet has officially started, Randy. And for those who are listening, you're missing the price of admission watching Coach Tim McConnell on the other end.
We are located near the North Allegheny bench area, so if you hear any hollering, it's more than likely Coach Dave DiGregorio, although it is possible to be Tim McConnell because he is that vocal. Open for three. Fisher hits it. Tigers on fire in the first quarter, 17-9. And a giveaway again by Chartiers Valley. Baseline out of bounds, Jake Ritson.
Boy, Tigers coming out on fire, as you said, Randy. Boy, that's another three from deep down. Chartiers Valley trying to break that press and threw it too far out of bounds. And the Tigers with an 8-point lead.
Now, plenty of three-pointers to be seen tonight, and the Tigers hitting well. Chartiers Valley, at least in the early going, has not asserted itself yet. Aiken drops down to the floor, incidentally tripped up, no foul, but the ball saved by Aiken as he kicks it to Isaiah Zeiss. Fisher for three, back iron, then drops through. Boy, the shooters bounce. Mike Fisher makes it 20-9 North Allegheny.
Yeah, that bounced almost to the shot clock, or the time clock above the board there.
Matty McConnell tries to move in on Sander with the touch. Sits on the right side of the rim. No good. Rebound Fisher. Fisher now trapped in the right corner. Lobs the ball up to a wide open Isaiah Zeiss. He'll run the floor. Tigers with numbers. Zeiss with a finger roll. No good. Sestili tips out the rebound to Aiken. Aiken up through a player. No good on his shot. Gets his own rebound. Has the ball stripped free, though, by Wilkerson. And the Tigers race back to play some defense before the Colts can stampede up the floor. Top of the key three. Eddie Floor short on the shot. Rebound Sander. 3:19 to go in the first quarter. It's 20-9 North Allegheny. Sander dribbles in. Shot blocked out of bounds by McConnell.
Take a drink, my friend.
Limone is here tonight for the game, I assure you.
Cole Constantino and Keegan Phillips checking in for the Tigers, and Will Sander getting a well-deserved round of applause coming off. What a great shot start for Will Sander and these Tigers. 11-point lead, 3:11 to go in the first quarter.
Isaiah Zeiss to trigger baseline left and does to Sestili. It's the top left area. Now left to right with a dribble. It's Curtis Aiken. Aiken surveys, fakes left, dribbles right, slices through the right side. Beautiful spin lay-in off the glass. 22-9 Tigers. Aiken with a sleek move.
And that's the advantage Aiken has. He's a step quicker than most of these Colts here. They just cleared out, let him make some moves here.
Floor trying to find some space in the paint. Lobs a pass to the top right. Matty McConnell. Phillips guarding him. Crossover, McConnell gets a bucket plus a foul, and that silences the Tigers faithful for the moment. 22-11, Tigers leading by 11.
Yeah, Matty McConnell's brother TJ, a senior at Arizona. Some say Matty might end up there someday if he continues to grow and continues to improve. Matty's off to Robert Morris.
30 points away from 2,000 for his career. And he averages 30.5 per game, so could very well come tonight. Matty McConnell, free throw, no good. Rebound, Keegan Phillips. Phillips,
unusual there.
Lead pass up to Cole Constantino. It was a little far for him, but was able to get his fingertips on it to slow it down enough. Sander, around the screen right, passes right quarter to Phillips. Top right, Constantino. He'll take a three, short. Rebound, offensive glass, Keegan Phillips. Spins free, but also spins and travels.
Hey, didn't see the pitch. Didn't think the pivot foot picked up, but the referee said they did.
2:21 remaining in the first.
Yeah, the first bad pass in the night. You think, oh, no, Tigers going to be in trouble. And then shook that real quick, didn't they?
Yeah, an ominous start for the Tigers to begin. They give away with nobody looking. a self-inflicted wound, but other than that, the Tigers have been sharp, leading 22-11. Colts with the basketball, backcourt McConnell before a double team comes in. He gives it away, pass half-court area to Jordan Lake. Lake looking for Sander, but it's tipped on the fine defensive effort by McConnell, and McConnell now a little frustrated, hollering at his teammates to help him out. He was all alone in the backcourt.
Yeah, but how about the defensive effort? That was a three-on-one, and McConnell was able to break that up.
Constantino around the screen left from Lake has Aiken on the left wing. Aiken dribbles into the paint and is knocked down. Oh, it's a travel, at least as it's ruled. Looked like he had tripped over the feet of Eddie Floor, but yep, it's a travel on Curtis Aiken officially.
Yeah, I guess they're going to go with incidental, and that's exactly what the referee just read his lips. Incidental contact, what they called.
Great view down here on the floor, and we can be privy to some of these conversations. So that's the explanation, incidental contact on the travel.
And some will be able to repeat, some we can't.
Matty McConnell for three, drains it, 22-14. Colts starting a run now, McConnell with nine. Cole Constantino loses the ball on a drive out of bounds off his leg. Colts basketball.
Yeah, didn't see who got the hand in on Constantino. Got a step, but somebody knocked that ball. He's taking the shot off the knee, as you said.
It's a 5-0 run right now for Chartiers Valley.
Well, both these teams can put on runs real quick.
In the blink of an eye, Eddie Floor drives from coast to coast, right-handed lay, and crashes into the gate beyond the baseline. And now it's a 7-0 run for the Colts, 22-16 Tigers. Three-pointer, Will Sander with an answer, 25-16 North Allegheny.
Back in, quiet the crowd, Will Sander, another three.
Sander with 11. Matty McConnell drives toward the paint, but is fouled on the way through on the floor. Hand check on Will Sander. Inbounds pass. Coming into Coleman Vaughn. McConnell
blocked by Lake.
Shot blocked. And the Tigers, Mike Fisher with the rebound. Tigers, for the moment, slowing the pace in the forecourt. Will Sander, shimmy shake, pass to Constantino. Good head fake move, slices in for the drive in the bucket. 27-16, North Allegheny.
Boy, get your man up in the air and then go right around him and the body control in the lane.
An 11-point lead again for North Allegheny. Swing it around to the top with Eddie Floor directing traffic.
Has Ritson even taken a shot yet?
Ritson has not, I don't believe.
Constantino's been guarding him like a blanket so far. Ritson's the leading three-pointer on this team.
At 7 3-pointers against North Hills in the semifinals. So far, I don't think I've called his name. Here's a 3-point try. Floor, top of the key, no good. Ball caroms off the rim right. Sander, long pass, but there is Ritson for his steal. Ritson, as he stepped in front of Curtis Aiken, drives
charge
all the way through, but a charging call, player control foul on Jake Ritson.
And very vocal Will Sander hit the crest student section up. And he was parked there all day. Richmond's completely out of control with 5 seconds to go here in the first quarter.
And Ritson finally had his hands on the basketball, wanted to make a play instead. Creates a foul. Cole Constantino jogs to the forecourt. Pull up 2-point jumper before the buzzer to end the first. No good for the Tigers after one, leading 27-16 in the Quad A Boys Basketball Championship. We will take a break. We'll come back on the North Allegheny Sports Network.